The bracha of Netilas Yadayim. So there's a mitzvah to wash your hands in the morning. You wash your hands for a couple of reasons. One reason is to get rid of the ruach hara, the spiritual impurities from sleeping. That's one reason. The Rishonim give two other primary reasons. The Rosh says it's for cleanliness, that your hands have to be clean when you daven. First one Esrei. The Mishnah also mentions a Shema. Sheman Shman Esrei. And when a person sleeps, often your hands get dirty. You might touch parts of the body that are normal that are dirty, sweaty. So you have to wash your hands for cleanliness. Okay, you know, back then, we wash our hands all the time, at least officially. And back then, they didn't have running water. So you had to tell them, you have to wash your hands to clean the top. Okay, but then there's the reason of the Rashba. And the reason of the Rashba is so exciting, hashkafically. I just want to read the Mishnah Berurah and discuss it for a minute. It's really exciting. This Rashba should really change how we approach washing Negel Basar in the morning. So the Rashba says, Mishnah Berurah, beginning of Siman Daled. Lufisha b'shachar achar ashena anunasim kibiria chadasha. Every morning we're like a new creation. A new creation. Did he answer why we wash Negel Basar yet?
No.
D'chsiv chadashim lapakarim rabam munasecha. Therefore, therefore, we have to thank Hashem that He created us for His to honor Him, to serve Him, and to bless Him. Did He answer the question yet? Why you wash Negel Basar?
No.
The Aldavar said, "Tiknu b'shachar kolos and abrachos and abrachim b'chol boker." And that's why you say abrachos shachar. Thank you, Hashem, that you can see and you can wear shoes and you can walk and all these things. Did he answer the question yet? Lachain gam davar zet hiknu bashachar. Therefore, Chazal, we're also masakein this. What's the antecedent of this?
To wash
Negel Basar. Good. Lehiskadesh bikdushaso, to become more holy. Velito yodein min hakli kekohain. That we should wash our hands with a cup like a Kohen who washes his hands before his starting his Avodas Hashem. The Rashba says we wash Negel Basar in order to dedicate our ordinary daily lives to Kadosh service of Hashem, like the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. This is a fabulous idea. What the Rashba is saying is each person in his regular life is supposed to view himself like he's a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim did the super duper Kadosh Avoda with the Karbanos and the Azara, the Heichal. We do regular Kadosh Avoda in our regular lives. I find this to be fabulous. When you wash Negel Basar, you're saying to yourself, I'm raising the level of my physical existence. I'm raising the level of what my hands are going to do today. I'm being Mekadesh my hands, like the Kohanim are Mekadesh their hands, so that my ordinary, daily, productive life, your hands represent your productive life, what you do, should be Kadosh. So, a Jew has to say to himself, I'm a new person today, Beri Chadasha. I'm created in order to serve Hashem and bring more Kedusha and Kavod Shemaim to the world. I have to thank Hashem for that opportunity. That's Birchus HaShachar. And this is the punchline, I have to dedicate my ordinary life to being Mekadei Shem Shemaim and being Marbe Kavod Shemaim in the world by doing what? By washing Negel Basar like the Kohanim washed their hand. See, people always quote the Rashba, it's Beri Chadasha, but you don't explain it. The Rashba explains it. The washing of the hands is supposed to be, the word Netila, one of its meanings is to raise up. We're raising up our levels of Kedusha. To me, this is very powerful. Imagine what a Kohen felt like when he washed his hands in the morning from the Kiyur. What did he feel like? Hey, this is amazing. I'm about to serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm washing my hands. Now I'm ready to go. So when we wake up in the morning, we're supposed to feel that way. I have another chance to serve Hashem today. in my regular life. I've got to wash my hands to get to I've got to wash my hands to get ready to go. It's a fabulous pshat. You're being mekadesh. You're dedicating your hands. You're dedicating your productive life to being mekadesh shem shamayim, like Hashem is. Like, oh, so one second. This is amazing. Rav Schechter says this is one of the reasons why when you do a mitzvah, it's better to do the mitzvah with your in your right hand. You're normal, like you do the mitzvah with your stronger hand. Why is that? Because our ordinary mitzvos are supposed to be like what? Like what? Kohanim doing avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Where do they do their avoda? With the right hand. So our ordinary mitzvos. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that when you say a bracha, hold the food in your right hand, say the bracha out loud. If you begin to do that, you're going to have more kavanah. I'm telling you, it works. Trust the Mishnah Berurah, you're going to be okay. Why the right hand? So Rav Schechter says, the pashut pshat is, saying a bracha is a mitzvah. So I'm using this apple now to do a mitzvah. So just like Kohanim do avoda with the right hand, I'm doing an avoda now. Mitzvah of saying a bracha, hold it in the right hand. I'm not doing the mitzvah with the apple, mamash. I'm doing the mitzvah, the bracha is the mitzvah. But I want to hold it in my right hand. So this is a fabulous concept of what Negavas is about. It's about dedicating our ordinary lives to be like Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Yesterday, when I spoke about Rav Hirsch and I discussed his main thing, Moses' main thing, to fight the Reform, right? The Reform say you have to change the Torah to fit into the world, and we say the Torah is perfect the way it is, and it doesn't fit in the modern world, so adjust our lives to it with the Torah, yeah? So I felt bad right afterwards that I didn't mention another main theme of Rav Hirsch. His other main theme is exactly this. Rav Hirsch says all over the place. Life is not about being kadosh at the special times. Life's about being kadosh in your daily life. All of you know this from the book, this is the Cheshvan Dvar Torah, that Rav Hirsch says, what's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? To be inspired to serve Hashem well where? Where? In your ordinary life. Shesulin v'Beis Hashem. You're rooted in the Beis Hashem. What's our Beis Hashem? Rav Yoel's Chug. Okay, good. It's not a bad place to be rooted. You're rooted in the Beis Hashem, and where do you blossom? So Rav Hirsch interprets that to mean you're rooted in the Beis HaMikdash, and you blossom out there, outside, in your ordinary daily life. And he has many examples of this, that the whole goal of the Beis HaMikdash is to take it with you when you leave, so the Kedusha I get and the inspiration I get there, I take it home with me. You go to a beautiful drasha and shul, oh, the rabbi said a great drasha. So what's the goal? What's the goal of the drasha? That when you get home, you're a better person, you treat your wife better, you say brachos with more kavana, you make a change in your life. The goal of the sermon is not to be excited by the sermon. The goal is that it changes you out there. You got it? You're playing ping pong, and you're crushing your opponent. And you want not to feel too bad. So you have to have good midos. Even when you win, you have to have good midos. The question is, am I speaking to myself or am I speaking to you? That's the question. That's the question. But you have to have good midos. So with that in mind, that's the pshat of the Rashba, that our daily lives are supposed. This is our first. It's perfect. Our daily lives are supposed to be like the avoda of the quantum of the Beis HaMikdash. You got it? So I think that the Rav Hirsch's big yisod really blends well with the Rashba's reason for Netilas Yadayim.
Beri Chadasha.
And dedicating our hands and our avodah and our daily life to be like Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. All right, guys. That's that. Very powerful. That's a very powerful Rashba.